Morning, everybody. Hope everybody's doing well today. Just wanted to share with you an opportunity that God put in my life. I never thought that I would have an opportunity like this. There's a lot that I could say about it. I have this much time. Basically, I got an email. A lot of you, you see the subject line in your emails, and some of us are busier than others, and some of us look at it, oh, that's important, I'll open it, or oh, I'll just dismiss that. That being said, Susan Barrett sent an email. I thought it was just kind of like to the church, hey, there's a Wake Forest University speaking opportunity. That's pretty much what was in the subject line. I was like, well, it definitely doesn't pertain to me. I'll just go on about my business and whatever. My mom and my wife basically came to me later on and was like, hey, did you get an email from Susan? She was saying something about Wake Forest. And I was like, well, yeah, I thought that was for the church. No, it's for you. Open the email. Like, oh, all right. So I opened the email. She had a relationship that she's been building over some years with a professor at Wake Forest, and the professor's name is Dr. Chiancy. That doctor, she's been here a couple of times for a couple of the open forums, and she's questioning her faith. She was raised Catholic. Susan got us put together. That professor was got an ethics class that she was in charge of, and the ethics class has to do with accountants that are graduating. They're probably already graduated, actually, now. But they all had jobs in hands and everything else, and she wanted a perspective for them to realize what it is to have ethics, where do they come from, why do good, what is good, morality, etc. And then she wanted to basically have someone that had major changing points in their ethics and morals, their beliefs, and have that person come in and speak to these people and tell them what were the main things that you were thinking that changed you from, this is good, this is bad, or, hey, it's cool if I do this, even though it's against the law, whatever it is. So I have had a few different changing points. Some of you know me, some of you don't. There's a little bit of rebellion in my life, and during that time period, I learned a lot of life lessons that you can't learn any other way. That being said, I was brought up to Dr. Chiancy by Susan and somebody at church, and the opportunity was there for me to have an ongoing discourse and conversation with this professor basically about my life changes, why I believe what I believe, and I was able to share my testimony with her directly. And then, over some time, basically we came up with an idea to have an interview that was a question-answer format that she emailed to her students. So basically I typed up, a little bit about my life story, and, obviously my testimony is in there. I can't talk about my life and how I got to where I am without mentioning God. It's impossible. So because of that, I had an opportunity to witness to about 110 students at Wake Forest, and they're split up between three different classes. The Sunday night before the Monday that I was going to present, I was laying in bed and, I was anxious, a little bit nervous. What's going to happen tomorrow? How's it going to go? And I was thinking to myself, man, tomorrow I'll have this great opportunity to witness to like 110 students at Wake Forest. And I was sitting there. I was like, wait a second. They've already read this whole question-answer interview. So they've already had my testimony. It's already been done. And that to me was just like, wow. How did that even come about for me to have this opportunity? Then I go in and I was very cool, calm, and collected talking to these students. I'm more nervous here now today talking to you guys than I was to them. And I know you, most of you, and maybe that's why. But but that being said, I was able to get up there and really confess my sins, if you will, without graphic detail to these students and tell them that the reasons why I made those decisions, basically it came down to pride, self-preeminence. I knew what was best. My parents are crazy. They don't know what they're talking about. This feels nice. I'm not going to think twice. I'm going to go do this. And the things that changed it, Erica coming to Christ and my witnessing that. And like I said, there's so much that I could say about this. All of it being said, I was blessed with an opportunity by God to take a period of my life that I thought that I wasted, more or less, and take that and share with others the detriment to living for yourself and to not live by the golden rule, to say it very simply, and to be able to have God presented to them but not shoving it down their throats, not throwing it in their face and be like, look, this is the experience that I had. Nobody can take that from you. It's your experience. So I just really appreciate all the prayers and support that I had with that to allow me to be cool, calm, and collected up there. And it was just a really neat experience that I never thought would ever come across my way. So plant some seeds, got to water them. 10, 15 years later, you never know what's going to happen. So thank y'all.
Thank you.